From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. For the first time, CIA Director George Tenet publicly defended today his agency's record on Iraq. Tenet has kept quiet during the recent months of mounting criticism over alleged intelligence failures, but he came out swinging before a packed auditorium at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. Tenet said his analysts never claimed Iraq posed an imminent threat, and he said they acted with honesty and integrity in trying to figure out how great a danger Saddam Hussein posed. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
George Tenet hasn't given a public speech in 9 months, but the relentless criticism of pre-war intelligence, including his own former top advisor David Kaye's assertion last month that, quote, we were all wrong, has clearly rankled. Thus, the hastily arranged speech today at Tenet's alma mater. Over 40 minutes, Tenet made a broad, passionate case for why the CIA came to the conclusions it did, and he said the agency's critics have been too quick to judge its performance.
The question being asked about Iraq in the starkest terms is, were we right or were we wrong? In the intelligence business, you are almost never completely wrong or completely right.
On the almost completely wrong front, Tenet conceded several failures. The CIA never managed to penetrate the inner sanctum of Saddam's government, he said. Also, human intelligence in Iraq could have been better, and perhaps most critically, he admitted that the CIA may have overestimated the progress of Iraq's nuclear weapons program. But Tenet said they got it mainly right in assessing Iraq's missile programs. He had an answer to those who suspect the CIA bowed to political pressure before the war, insisting, "No one told us what to say or how to say it." And Tenet made clear his belief that CIA analysts didn't deliberately exaggerate the dangers.
They never said there was an imminent threat. Rather, they painted an objective assessment for our policymakers of a brutal dictator who is continuing his efforts to deceive and build programs that might constantly surprise us and threaten our interests.
That line, that the CIA never said Iraq posed an imminent threat, may or may not have been a conscious dig at those in the administration who claimed it did. In recent days, the White House has been careful to use the phrase gathering threat when referring to Iraq. The president used that language again today in a speech in Charleston, South Carolina. Throughout his speech today, Tenet repeated that the intelligence work in Iraq is not done. In fact, he directly contradicted his former advisor, David Kaye's, claim that the search for weapons is nearly over.
Despite some public statements, we are nowhere near 85% finished. The men and women who work in that dangerous environment are adamant about that fact.
Tenet's speech was notable in part for what he didn't mention, such as the alleged links between al-Qaeda and Saddam's regime, such as the now notorious Niger claim. President Bush said in his State of the Union address last year that Iraq tried to buy uranium from West Africa for weapons. The White House has since been forced to retract that claim, and it blamed Tenet for allowing Mr. Bush to say it in the first place. Today, Tenet didn't touch the subject. Instead, he hit a mainly positive note and pointed to reviews now underway into how the CIA can improve its performance.
I have argued for patience as we continue to learn the truth. We are nowhere near the end of our work. We need more time.
Tomorrow, President Bush is expected to announce the members of the new 9-member commission he's appointing to look into intelligence failures. Tenet said today he's looking forward to that. The CIA has a story to tell, he said, and we want to tell it to those willing to listen. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.